Julia Davis. John Pemble helped us out in Des Moines. Catherine Perkins is our executive producer. I'm away tomorrow. Emily Woodbury will be in this chair for Politics Day. We'll hope you'll tune in for that. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.
Pope Francis has shaken up church orthodoxy. Will the church's view on women be next? That's next time on Here and Now. The show is Next with Robin Young and Jeremy Hobson from WBUR in Boston and NPR News. Clouds still not leaving the eastern part of the state. Western Iowa, much of central Iowa with some sunshine. Warm today in the west, low 50s in the west, just mid-30s with a cloud cover in the northeast this afternoon for highs.
Support comes from Iowa's public universities, University of Northern Iowa, University of Iowa, and Iowa State University.
This is Iowa Public Radio News and Studio One, KUNI 90.9 FM Cedar Falls, Waterloo, KNSM 91.5 FM Mason City, Clear Lake, KNSY 89.7 FM Dubuque, KNSZ 89.1 FM Ottumwa, KNSB 91.1 FM Bettendorf, Davenport, and KSUI 91.7 FM HD2 Iowa City, with translators K233AA Davenport at 94.5 FM and K271AF Eldridge at 102.1 FM. Support comes from New Pioneer Food Co-op, now open in Cedar Rapids at 3338 Center Point Road. Everyone's welcome to shop the co-op's local and organic produce and bakery, pasture-raised meats, and the new store's full deli and salad bar. More at newpi.coop.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software. MathWorks, accelerating the pace of engineering and science.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Here and Now. Coming up, New York City escapes the worst of a massive winter storm, but millions of New Englanders aren't so lucky. Spare a thought for the bleary-eyed snowplow driver who worked all night long and is still out there today.
Well, I'm just trying to stay ahead of it. I just grabbed a cup of coffee. I'm going to have a little quick snack and back at it. Just got to keep going. Try to stay ahead of it.
Also, 70 years ago today, the Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated. Leslie Schwartz lost his family there and, after decades of silence, decided to tell his story to school children.
That no one ever should experience what I have experienced as a 14-year-old kid.
Coming up, Here and Now.
The news is first.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Parts of the northeastern U.S. are beginning to dig out of the heavy snow while other areas are hunkering down this hour. The snow is forecast to continue into early tomorrow morning in eastern New England. A new snowfall record could be set in Boston, where 18 inches of snow was already on the ground by midday. Tens of thousands of people across the north.